Hello, welcome. Nice to have you here as always. This is the 8th session of an 8-part series, and we've been kind of playing with tools for the last number of weeks, and I kind of want to bring a lot of this all together in this session. But let me say welcome. There's a number of people who are new. Nice to have you here. These previous 7 sessions are all instructional. They are all about tools to kind of walk through this shift of consciousness, and they are in the archives. So if you just go into the archives section of MasteringAlchemy.com homepage, it will give you on the left-hand column the archives section, and please take advantage of that. These tools are simple. Simple does not mean insignificant, but very simple, and if you play with them, they make a difference. And so it's very interesting, the many emails that we get, and many of them are from you, asking for more information, how do you do this, and what's next, and how do I solve this problem. And it's an interesting experience that Roxanne and I have with many of these emails, because our passion in this whole business is about you. What we know is that there is something very significant going on the planet. I get to observe it from the other side of this reality in the sleep space very consciously, as I've explained in many different formats. I get to see how all of the possibilities and all of the probabilities about what this shift of consciousness is going to ultimately look like. Been watching them for the last number of years. And right now it's so exciting because the possibilities and the probabilities are all falling into one flow of light, one stream of possibilities, probabilities. Not one answer, not the direction, but basically one flow that basically says this unfolding is happening in the most miraculous of ways. Things that were never thought of by the great beings of light, the archangels, the ascended masters, concepts, unfoldings, opportunities that were never thought of are being thought of by you and me and others. And there's a tremendous excitement in this shifting of consciousness as it's being watched by those on that other side, and where full consciousness is fully available, where we are all going. But they make it very clear, and it is very, very clear to me, that there are 3 parties, if you would, that are playing in this whole game. There's the ascended masters that are guiding enormous parts of this, in simple terms, the archangels, the greater beings of light, all playing this. But the third element, the element that makes this all work, is the human being. They, the archangels, ascended masters, they're just setting up all the templates for us to step into. They are simply making many of the things that we are thinking possible for us to step into. So it's really a tremendous adventure that's unfolding. But in the process, there's something that Roxanne and I run into often, and I want to speak to this in the context of these tools that we've been laying out. So let me kind of explain this, but what I want to do is have you be aware of being aware as we go through this hour. Because even though I'm going to be talking about numbers of things, if you would just be grounded, be in the center of your head, that higher mind, those tools we've been playing with, and if you would observe without doing a lot of thinking about what is being said, and would you just notice yourself noticing yourself as we go through this hour? There is a number of things that are being made available to you in this process that we're going through in this hour. So if you just kind of pay attention to you and see kind of what unfolds in this. One of the things that is very kind of fascinating to us, and it's because our passion is you and the unfolding of you. This whole game, the way it's being set up, particularly the place where we're playing, is a very specific focal point of 2 things. Your personal ascension, and the ability to open a doorway so capable, so bright, that the third dimensional mass consciousness will simply have a doorway to walk through into this fifth dimension without going through much of the trauma and the dramas that could have been available in other probabilities. Although for mass consciousness, there is going to be dramas and traumas, because that mass consciousness, that third dimension walking around on the street, unconscious of unconscious, is being pulled into this doorway. And so it can be done comfortably with some information, with some knowledge, or it can be done uncomfortably, having a level of fear as to, oh my God, what's happening to me? But the group that I'm mostly interested in right now is you. And you belong to that third dimensional mass consciousness group that is now becoming conscious of conscious and very focused on your own ascensions. It's really quite wonderful. But in the process of it, one of the things we watch is this level of non-anchoring some of these tools. It's a conscious awareness. We get emails from many of you that say, oh, wow, this was tremendous. This tool helped. The rose in front of me helped. I began to see how it works. And then the same person sends an email the next day that says, my boyfriend just left me. I just lost my job. What should I do? How should I deal with this? I think my life is coming to an end. No, your life's not coming to an end. But these tools are all about these situations that are not necessarily comfortable, and they're about creating situations that become comfortable. They are not random tools. So let me explain a little bit about this shift, even though I've said it in many different ways, and the process that you all are involved in. Everybody is involved in this, whether they're on this call or not. The entire planet is on this pathway that is unfolding. But where we are going is, as this third dimensional reality, a consciousness, a structure, a set of rules, that is a game that we all are here playing. The challenge is most don't have the rule book that sets out how to play the game or what even the rules of the game are. And so to a great extent, in the simplest of terms, the structure of the third dimension, which is falling away, which is being dissolved because there's no reason to keep playing this game, is structured in such a way, and you've heard me say this in the past, is there are elements of that third dimension that continue to keep people in motion. The third dimension is conditional to start with. There is nothing unconditional in the third dimension. The third dimension time structure is an application of time. It is simply a means on which to perceive a reality. And that time structure is past, present, future, and then you die. And the present aspect of that time structure, if you really think about it and pay attention, is something that is very, very small, because most people who are unconscious of unconscious are simply paying attention to the past, hoping it doesn't bite them in the butt in the future. Past, future, past, future. Or I'm doing what they told me to do, and I did it all right. I invested my money in the 401. I worked 25 years at that job. I was a loyal employee. I supported my husband and my wife and my three kids all through those 25 years. How is it now that what I did so correctly, my husband just left me, my kids don't like me, I just lost my job, and those guys on Wall Street just stole all my pension? Do you know that place? Do you know people in that place? I did it right. But here I am faced with this shift. As we kind of go through this shifting consciousness, that third dimensional space, it is also very unforgiving. It is set up in very rigid lines and structures so that those boxes stay third dimensional. There's always and never, very rigid. There's right and wrong and good and bad and should and shouldn't, very rigid. Those rigid structures, that element of time, the conditionality that does not provide for choices, but does provide for reactionary responses. That is the third dimension. And that is what you're stepping out of. Completely, fully, to be simply dissolved, never to be seen again, is what the shift is all about. As that goes away, and if that was your belief system, and you were anchored into those boxes, can you see the challenge that is being presented to the person who believes in what they grew up in? It is frightening, it is challenging, and it is something that is going to be very difficult. If you add religious beliefs and cultural beliefs and ethnic beliefs into that mix, can you see the challenge that many in this third dimension are having, moving into a higher fourth and fifth dimension, where there is flexibility, there is fluidity, there is mobility, there is no the right or wrong position to take. There are choices and there are opportunities, and you can't do it wrong. But you can do it in such a way that you don't get the outcome that you desired. What makes this so wonderful is you have permission to rearrange your entire reality in a present moment right now, and you're able to create a completely different solution. It's really quite remarkable living in the fifth dimensional consciousness. But there is some assembly required between that third dimension and that fifth dimension. The fourth dimension is a stepping stone. It's simply a place to put your foot to get out of the mud of the third dimension before you leap into flying in the fifth dimension. It's a very stable point of reference in the moment, but it is only a place to hang out in the moment. And so the purpose of all of this work that is being presented, everything that has been presented in these last seven sessions, is not about some random set of interesting, fun, new information. It is about freeing yourself up from that rigidity, being able to make choices and decisions that allow you to simply step into this higher dimension without the baggage of I'm not okay, I don't deserve, I'm not attractive, I don't fit, they never liked me, and I'm not good enough. You're going to leave it behind. Because if you don't leave it behind, and you keep it in that backpack that we all wear, this transition into this higher flexible fluidness is going to be more challenging. And when somebody says, jump off the cliff and fly, the ability to believe you can do it with those rocks in the backpack are going to be challenging. And yet, as you let them go, the ability to fly, just like you've done in your dreams all off and on in your life, that really exciting, literally flying, is absolutely available to where you're going. Not only is it available to you in that sleep space, as you begin to play in this and you start to recognize how to alter those emotional thoughts, the baggage, the ugly thoughts, how to begin to change those emotional feelings that simply are not comfortable, how to begin to merge that mental and emotional body into one where you think from the heart and act from the wisdom of the soul, which is absolutely, completely, 100% not available to you in the third dimension. Because the density of those thoughts, I'm not okay, I don't deserve, I don't have enough, are so dense that the soul cannot sit in this body with you. But as you move into this fifth dimension, as you begin to clear those thoughts, clear those emotions, bring that emotional mental body into a singularity, very doable right now. As you begin to start to raise that awareness into a state of well-being and vitality, as you begin to start to recognize that you don't have to argue with everything that's in front of you. You don't have to like or dislike everything that everybody else chooses to participate in. You start to find that you get your head above that level of the third dimension, and the possibility for well-being and beauty and graciousness and kindness, the smile in the heart, reverence, appreciation, gratitude, begin to be the foundation of that state of consciousness that is in that upper fourth and fifth dimension. What makes it so fascinating is the entire awareness that you currently hold shifts into something that you've only dreamt about or had fleeting thoughts of. Wouldn't it be nice if there was beauty and everybody cooperated? And then you turn your attention back to the day. It becomes the day, that level of awareness where you have the great dinner party, your best friends, the people you love are all sitting at the table, and you love these people. You laugh, you have good food, drink great wine, and spend hours and hours making jokes and talking about what's possible. And then somebody says, geez, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And everybody says, not possible, we just started. See, that's the entry point into that fifth dimensional consciousness. In that fifth dimensional consciousness, a number of other extremely extraordinary things happen. Because you've been able to blend that emotional mental body into a singularity, because you begin to live beauty and well-being and vitality, the ability to change the physicalness, the density of the cells themselves is possible to change to light. Not only possible, it is necessary. It is what occurs as you begin to play in these higher fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. All of them operate very differently than the third and fourth dimension. The density that we know as matter and life simply doesn't exist the same way in that upper fifth dimension. As you begin to hold the thoughts of well-being and be in that level of graciousness and kindness, they begin to have substance. They begin to be the vibrational tones that sing in the cells, in the molecular structure of the density. You begin to change the gravity, many different levels of gravity. The magnetism, many different levels of magnetism. You begin to access a consciousness and bodies of information that allow you to change the cells of the physicalness into a harmonic, vibrating light. The ability to simply have no density, heaviness, begins to be very available. Those stories of people walking through walls, to a great extent, they are really stories because they are impossible in the third and fourth dimension. But when you begin to have the wisdom of a sixth-dimensional being, very available to you in the moment right now, and you begin to apply the rays of creation, the educational foundations, the ability to alter the cellular structure of the body, and walk through that wall is a normal course of action. But that's not a wonderful thing like, oh, wow, I want to do that. That's a state of being that is attainable. And then that level of attainability, walking through walls, is not even a consciousness. It's not even a wow. It's simply part of being a body of light in a unified field of consciousness. In order to accomplish that, the tools, the skills, the abilities are very much available to you right now. This is where Roxanne and I have this passion. passion is about you. The opportunity to step into this space is absolutely available to you in this moment. As you begin to play in these levels of work, as you begin to manage your attention point, as you begin to stay on your side of the rose, as you begin to become aware that staying in the center of your head allows you choice that you didn't have before. And then when you step up into the higher mind and you begin to vibrate in those higher vibrations of light, you reconstruct that octahedron, the foundational structure that holds the energy field in place. You begin to change it from the octahedron into the star tetrahedron, an antenna, if you would, that begins to allow you to have consciousness in a much broader range of awareness. As you begin to manage your attention point in such a way that you don't go to everything that's in front of you, you don't argue with the noise that's around you, you don't step into the freight train that's moving down that track because it's a choice and it's not the choice that you choose. As you begin to start to recognize you get your head above the going, moving back and forth in third dimension, as you begin to get your head above that, you start to have access to the rays of creation. The rays of creation are what builds universes, makes planets, creates the plant that sits in the ground. It is how to utilize the electromagnetics of the universe. How do you begin to use geometries and colors and sound? But at a very fundamental level, you begin to play with the fourth, the fifth, the sixth rays of consciousness. The ability to recognize that as an individual, I have been living in isolation, or I really believe I'm not okay because that's what they told me. Would it be interesting if I told you there is an ability, when you get your vibration up to a little higher than even where we're talking right now? Remember I said pay attention to what's going on because much is being provided in this moment. When you get your attention into those vibrations of well-being and non-engagement with the noise, the ability to look at the pattern that says I'm not okay, or a pattern like isolation, I've been hiding all my life, would you like to simply dismantle it? There's no therapist involved. There's no 20 years of fix me, fix me. There simply is, I'm going to apply this element of energy and tool. I'm going to dismantle this concept of hiding and isolation. I'm going to raise it up to a workbench using the fifth ray. I'm going to look at it and determine whether it's of use to me in any way or not. The parts that are, I'll keep. The parts that aren't, I'm going to give back to the universe and ask the universe, what would you provide that might let me be more fluid and coherent and peaceful in my own space? And all of these words will come to you. Each one of those words has a vibration, has a resonance with light of the Creator. Okay, I think I'll bring them onto my workbench. How do I assemble them? How do they look? I like this. I think I'll wear this coat. And simply bring it back and anchor it, stabilize it into your emotional, mental awareness. It is that easy. It is that simple. But it takes a number of steps, a number of ownership of your own awareness to kind of do it. Difficult? No, not at all. It's a choice that says, this is what I wish to be. As you begin to go on from there, there are aspects of the creative tools that you start to play in. You start to play in the geometry of a cube, very simple geometry, but it's an environment, and it's an environment that you build around yourself, and it's simply a place where you say, how would you like to live the life that you can choose? Then you begin to play with the eighth ray, the ninth ray, the tenth ray, the creative elements that all the great beings use. This is the environment I wish to build. You begin to recognize at this point that you have access to the archangels verbally teaching you how to. Verbally, they come into every one of the level three sessions, of which there's one every single week from now to the end. and they teach you. The chakra system that we rely on, that we think is so wonderful in so many ways, and we spend time fixing and playing with, is fractured. It's broken. It was never meant to be in a state of separation that it is. It has aspects to it that simply don't work in the higher dimensional structures that you are moving to. In fact, they're fractured in such a way that they keep you limited to a third dimensional rigidity. As you begin to recognize that, that first chakra that's all about survival, it never was about survival. It was about well-being and vitality and life and passion, but you don't know that because it simply deals with survival. What you also don't know is that mental body and the ego itself are anchored in the first chakra, in survival. Would you like to change that concept, that whole construction, so where those fractures begin to be brought with the direction and the help of the archangels into a singular disk of light that begins to become harmonically resonated with the second chakra, the third chakra, aspects of the fourth chakra? You change the upper chakra system to begin to open up the pineal gland, the medulla. You open up the higher self in the universal mind. You begin to open up aspects of the brain that are dormant, chakras in themselves. You begin to create and live within a unified field of consciousness. Something we have all heard of, something that we will reference, something you have never experienced because the density and the third dimension simply cannot survive in its separateness and in a unified field at the same time. You begin to find that you start to have access to the Creator, not in religious terms, not in ethnic and cultural terms, but the Creator. You begin to find that that concept, as an example of what is referred to and not understood in religious terms, the Holy Spirit. It is very real, and it doesn't look anything like religion. When you sit down with Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael, and they provide and bring forth the Holy Spirit and anchor it into you, something very significant changes. But that process cannot happen in this third dimensional state of consciousness. It will happen to everybody, but there are tools and skills and abilities and a pathway that brings that about right now. And more, and so much more, to the point where you start to live in this space and you are conscious of a third dimension to an extent. It begins to fall away rapidly. However, you didn't come here just to step out of the third dimension. If you're on this call, you came here to make a difference. You came here to open those pathways, not only for your own ascension, but for the ascension of the entirety of the mass consciousness. You said, I will go and lead the transition. I will participate in what is very uncomfortable, and I will help anchor the light to make it comfortable, not necessarily just for me, but for everyone. That's the process of the transition that we are currently in. So this process, all of what I've just laid out, is what is right before you at this point. So would you take a breath? And would you be right in the center of your head, right behind your eyes? And would you breathe? Three nice, smooth breaths. And would you like yourself, for no reason, Would you just find that smile that's in the heart? And another breath. Now for 7 sessions, you have anchored a series of tools. In that last session last week, we put them all together. And we raised the energy to a place that basically opened up many opportunities. As you begin to own this space, just another breath. Would you notice right here that there is a quietness in your space? We didn't take a long time to say, okay, let's ground and let's put your rows up. Let's clean everybody out of your head. Right here, would you decide to own yourself? One of those 7 words. Would you simply call back your seniority? Would you be senior in your body? This is who I am. No motion, no effort. Would you just feel that presence of yourself in the body? A smooth breath. Now, would you be aware of yourself? Being aware of yourself very quietly. There's really no thought required. No thinking necessary. Would you just be aware of your quietness for just a moment? Without words in your head. Do you remember something beautiful that has come to you in your life? It could be a little kid smiling. It could be the great waterfalls of the world. It could be standing on top of a mountain going, wow, God, you did a job on this. This is great. It could be the turning of the leaves. Beautiful sunsets, the wonderful sunrises. Would you just put your attention in beauty, and then would you allow it to move through you? There's a smile in the heart that brings about a smile on your face. There's no thought in words. Beauty is an awareness, a presence. Another breath. Now just notice if you've just drifted away slightly. No big deal, happens all the time, at least at this level. But would you just, another breath, and would you be aware of being aware? See if you can do it without thinking words. We're doing something very specific. We're bypassing a lot of noise, stepping into a higher fourth dimensional anchoring point. No work required. But again, we just feel the beauty. Would you shift your attention to something else that holds beauty? The body relax. would you just add to the feeling of beauty, would you just add, I'm pleased with myself? Just right here, be pleased with you. It doesn't matter what you did this morning, what you're doing tomorrow, where you're not making something happen, where you just were in an argument. Right now, beauty, I'm pleased with myself. See, all of the rest of that is third dimension. This is present time, higher fourth dimension. Now, would you just feel the vibration of the word ease? Kind of add that to. In fact, look at it as a triangle. Beauty, I'm pleased with myself, and the vibration of ease. Would you kind of make them into a little bit of a triangle, create a geometry, very important in the dimensions of form. Just the relaxing into the feeling of beauty, pleased with yourself. Now, if you just hold your attention on that, there's no room for the other thoughts to appear. Another breath. This is a stepping stone. This is only an entry point. This is a vibration that is very anchored in the heart, of which we are anchoring it much more further into your conscious awareness. See, this exists within you. It's just not been focused on. And we're just simply bringing it into consciousness. Creating a stepping stone, a place to go, a reference point. Just put your attention on ease. Notice the feeling of ease. Relax into that chair a little bit more. Very much in the center of your head, in the higher mind, if you're aware of that. Very conscious. Feel the vibration of ease. There's nothing else but ease right where you're holding your attention. Then just shift your attention to pleased with yourself. Oh, it might look like happy, or it might look like I like me, very close to pleased with myself in a kind of a triangle all to themselves. Would you just be in that vibration, pleased with yourself? Now the key here is not thinking pleased with yourself, feeling pleased with yourself. And then would you just shift your attention again to that feeling of beauty? Find the feeling even more so than the picture in your mind, or the memory as a thought. Find the feeling. Might be a sense of walking on a wonderful spring day along a stream. Flowers are beginning to bloom. Little bunny rabbits running around. All of the new growth being available. Would you just simply say hello to the creator in the beauty? Many creators of this beauty. Many beings of consciousness participate with the earth in creating beauty. And would you just change the focus slightly, and would you say hello to the feeling of beauty, to all of those great beings that are creating this one picture of beauty that you have an awareness of, And would you just feel here, allow the hello to come back to you. Just kind of hold that feeling, that hear that hello, and again, would you just be aware of the ease? Kind of notice the body is settling into a vibrational field, pleased with yourself, beauty, ease. Would you be right in the center of your head, right in the higher mind, whichever you're familiar with? If you're not familiar, just intend to be very focused, but with no effort, happy, pleased with yourself. Now, I've just laid out a pathway, a very wide pathway, very full, very fertile, this pathway into this fifth dimensional awareness. If you never talk to me again, you now have access to this pathway. I am insignificant to this process. You, on the other hand, are very significant. Would you just kind of be aware of this pathway? Be very conscious, happy, pleased with yourself, in beauty, in ease. Then let me introduce you to my friends. Would you just bring your energy up a little bit higher? Would you say hello to my friends, your friends? Would you say hello to Archangel Metatron? And would you feel hello? You be gracious, thank you, gratitude, appreciation. Just kind of let those new words move into the body. No action taken. And then would you say hello to Archangel Michael? Just feel the hello. Then would you say hello to Uriel? Nice smooth breath. No thought required. Would you feel the presence that comes with them? And then would you consider this? What you are now feeling is you. They just make themselves available in this instance as a mirror reflecting you to you in these higher fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional points of reference. Another breath. And would you be pleased with yourself? Happy. just shifts your awareness, we'd be aware of your presence, that ease, beauty. There's no thought. Just continue the breath. Would you let the smile that's in the heart just begin to expand a little bit more, pleased with yourself, in ease, no efforts? Would you notice you're grounded? You are in a point of singularity. There is no past. There is no future. There is no reaction. There is no always and never. There is no good and bad. There simply is presence. Pleased with yourself. Happy. Would you consider living the rest of your life right from this vibration, walking through the third dimension, going to work, having relationship from this vibration? Would you consider from this vibration, you begin to bring that emotional and mental body into a singularity where there's no reactionary thoughts, emotions? Begin to change the physicality into light. You begin to know what the soul knows, and you and the soul operate from that knowledge as one. Welcome to the glimpse of your ascension. Not something in a future, but you are sitting in it at the moment. Would you be pleased with yourself? Nice smooth breath. Pleased with yourself. No reason to move from this space, but would you just be aware, without opening your eyes, that there's a room around you? Without going to the room, would you be pleased with yourself right where you're sitting? Nothing changes when you open your eyes. No reason to change this point of reference. Would you simply find another vibration, that vibration of gratitude, of appreciation? Almost with a very quiet bow, would you say hello to Metron and thank you? It's of respect, appreciation, of gratitude. And to Michael, and to Uriel. And would you be very clear, they don't leave. They are this close and closer from this moment forward. And just another breath, pleased, aware of beauty and ease. Three nice smooth breaths. right in the higher mind or in the center of your head. And then with the next breath, would you just be aware of yourself breathing, and would you just breathe your eyes open, but hold your attention on the breath. Don't see the room. It's there. It'll be in the background, out of focus. Just kind of nice, smooth breath. Once you open your eyes, kind of being aware of the breath. Then with the next breath, would you just allow the room to come to you, not go to the room, but it come into your awareness with no movement, no motion, no thought. And would you be pleased with yourself? Because you can. Another breath. You just created a point of reference. It was not there before. Oh, it was there before, but not conscious before. Would you make a conscious decision if you choose? Continue to feel this feeling. And would you anchor this? No matter where you are, no matter what goes on, this is available in one breath. As you begin to be more masterful, you're going to find that this is where you are all the time, or an equivalent point of reference that serves you where you are. There's no effort. This is who you are. One more breath. I'm going to ask you to see if you can just stay in this feeling. We just did quite a bit. So would you stay in the feeling if you can? And what I'd like to do in a moment is just turn it over to Roxanne. But let me just add one piece to this passion, kind of the commercial piece on this. What I know is this shift is unfolding very rapidly. You are beginning to see more and more of the visibleness of the shift in terms of the world governments, in terms of the world economic systems, in terms of actions by ordinary people in England, around the world, in the Middle East, in Wall Street, and all over the United States, all growing where people are simply saying enough. There's a better way. This is going to continue to happen in the most wonderful of ways. You are shifting into this point of reference that you've just anchored. What I know is that there is a pathway in this work that we provide. What I know is the passion of the archangels and the others is that if there is a group of people that can hold a vibration, it does not have to be millions or even tens of thousands or even thousands. Simply a group that can hold this vibration, it will open that doorway for mass consciousness to walk through as effortlessly as possible. It also opens up the acceleration of each of our ascensions. That's the pathway of mastering alchemy. So there is a Level 2 class. Level 1 is the beginning piece, the octahedron, opening the heart, accessing the soul, beginning to do numbers of things. The Level 2 piece, we are accelerating it. It'll be 6 months long every other week, and then equivalency of 6 months long, but squeezed into 3 months every week. And then the Level 3 work, changing that emotional, mental body, the chakras, etc. The reason I'm saying this right here is there is an event that is coming up on 12-12-12. It will be a relatively extraordinary event because I'm watching the extraordinariness of the event that's coming up on 11-11, that 500 people will sit in these energies and make a difference. But the 12-12-12 event is something that will be equally and very, very exciting. So in order to be there, you have to have this level to complete it. It doesn't make any sense to just show up. You will not have enough information. So there is a November class starting, and there will be a February class starting. If you start after that, you will not be able to or welcome to attend the 12-12-12. But in fact, everything will keep going forward. So for the purpose of pointing to you the 12-12-12 event, backing it up, here is where the information unfolds. So if you have any interest in what I just laid out and you have questions, please ask. And we'll tell you everything that we know that will get you to that 12-12-12 event. That's kind of a focus that is very exciting. So enough of the commercial. Let me turn this over to Roxanne. I'm very interested in what you just experienced. I'm very interested in the questions that you have about the tools that you've learned, and interested in your questions in general. So, Roxanne, you want to explain how we're going to do this?